As the 1971 season continued into late October, it was becoming apparent that college football was headed for another season-ending clash of titans. The high-powered Oklahoma Sooners were steamrolling opponents, while Nebraska continued to plow its way through the Big Eight. But the day before Halloween, the Huskers had to face their first ranked foe of the season, as number 9 Colorado arrived at Memorial Stadium. The Buffs were stinging from a 45-17 loss to the Sooners 2 weeks prior, but were hoping to make a statement against the top-ranked Cornhuskers. That statement would be short-lived, as a first-quarter fumble was converted into Husker points on a Jeff Kinney touchdown run. A second turnover would begin a 65-yard scoring march early in the second.
All right, they're into the modified spread. Third down, 5. Taggy has the one setback. Damkoga, number 46. Taggy drops straight back there to throw. Looks for his receiver. Over the middle. Complete touchdown. The ball thrown to Damkoga. A perfect strike. Hit him right in the numbers. He took it in the end zone, about midway into the end zone, for a perfect touchdown throw by the great master, Jerry Taggy.
The Blackshirts would give up a 34-yard touchdown pass to future Oakland Raider Cliff Branch to cut the lead to 7. But two more scoring drives would extend the Husker lead to 24-7 by halftime. With Colorado's offense only able to manage 160 yards on Nebraska, the result was never in doubt, as the Huskers tacked on one more score in the third.
Nebraska breaks the huddle and comes over the ball. Oles, number 44, the fullback. Kinney, the I-back, number 35. Taggy, calling his starting count, turns. He flips to Kinney. He's running wide out the left side. He runs over people. In there. Touchdown. Billy Oles made a fine block, and then Stavely tried to stop Kinney, and the big I-back just leveled him.
The score by Kinney gave him 2 on the day and broke the school record for touchdowns, as Nebraska easily outpaced the Buffaloes 31-7. Immediately after the game, the comparisons began as to who would be better 4 weeks later, Nebraska or Oklahoma. CU coach Eddie Crowder wouldn't say. Running back Charles Davis said the Sooners would clean out Nebraska, while teammate Branch thought the Huskers were better. But it would be Colorado assistant AD Fred Cassati who may have been most prophetic when talking about Nebraska ball control versus Oklahoma quick strike. Nebraska is a lot more physical than Oklahoma, Cassati said. When they play on Thanksgiving, I figure Nebraska will dominate the game for 53 minutes. I don't know which 53, but for most of the day. But for those other 7 minutes, Oklahoma might score 6 touchdowns without Nebraska even touching them. But is 6 touchdowns enough? Who knows?